My new book, Till You Love God, comes out on December 16th. Most of you know the story. I was writing emails when I was the minister of the church, trying to basically get people jazzed up for the week, because I find that people get jazzed up on Sundays, but by Thursday or Friday, you know, their spiritual batteries run out. So I started sending these emails, and then I had this idea for a book, and it has taken years to put the book together, literally. I didn't even select what's in the book, is what I find interesting. I hired my daughter to do it, and she selected what's in there. And then I've worked with a number of really great editors, and we've put this together. It's a daily devotional. And the reason I'm doing this, a number of people have asked about buying the books, a number of people have bought books, and that's great. If you want to, my daughter will be outside offering them after Sangha this morning. But this is the most... These are my great spiritual epiphanies, is really what this is. Sometimes I would be going through a situation or a challenge or wondering or something, and I would be deep in prayer for weeks. And finally, when I sort of, it came to me, I was like, oh, I got to write it to you, love God about it. So that's kind of how this came about. So what I decided to do this morning, and I want to thank Carol for helping with this, she asked you all to give me your name and your birthday. So what I'm going to do is just read the two you love God from some of your birthdays, and I'll comment a little bit on it. Jessica, you want to draw it? Let's see if you draw yours. Wouldn't that be funny? Here we go. Shannon? Yeah. Pronounce your last name.
Teichman.
Okay, Teichman. Yay! Wow, your birthday is the day before world peace.
Yeah.
The last war will be going on your birthday.
Well,
September 20th.
We'll create that.
Everybody will come together for Shannon's birthday,
yeah.
And they'll forget to go back to war.
Right.
Okay, that's great. I like that. Well, each of these, there's 365, and so there's a theme for each month, and September is cultivate. Okay? So, cultivate, September 20th, to you. A soul is an individualized universe. It is spun into motion and then spirals out into the void of new space. It is the human soul's purpose to grow. Expanding your capacity in any area of life provides the growth the soul seeks. Each time you cultivate love, patience, wisdom, understanding, tolerance, forgiveness, acceptance, and generosity, your soul grows a little. Experiences that are catalysts for your growth may sometimes seem quite challenging or even painful. Nonetheless, when they are met and overcome, you feel a sense of accomplishment. More than that, you feel even more powerful for having endured and survived. Daily challenges are not there to test your worth. They are there to provide opportunities for your soul's purpose, growth. Love God.
I love it.
Hey, good. I'm glad.
Perfect.
Cool. You know, my spirituality has evolved over the years, thank God, and will continue to, I think. That's sort of the purpose of it, as long as we're alive. And I can remember my mother and I differing spiritually, talking about God and religion. And my mother would always say that when you're going through a tough time, God is testing you. God is testing you. And I can remember her telling me that one time and saying, why would God need to test me? God made me. God knows what I'm capable of doing. That just absolutely made no sense to me. And so then I tried to figure out, well then, okay, if God is not out there doing it to me, that's just what I choose to believe, that there's no God out there doing it to me, then why do I still have problems? Why do I still experience challenges? And I think it's for a number of reasons. I think we experience challenges because, number one, we would stay in unhappy, unfulfilling situations for the rest of our lives sometimes. If something didn't knock us off of it, if something wasn't challenging for us, you know? The other thing is that we discover so much about ourselves in the depths of our challenges. It's like it's the greatest thing to peel back our layers and see what's inside of us and to see what we're made of. I remember a cartoon when I was a kid that there was a man and he died and he's in a place and it's all clouds and everything, and these winged beings are dressed in long white robes are taking care of everything he wants. And he says, anything, I'd like to play golf. Boom, he's playing golf. I'd like to eat this. Boom, everything. Everything he mentions, everything he wants, he gets with no struggle, no challenge, day by day by day. And finally, after several years, the man says, you know, if this is heaven, I'll take hell. And one of the angels said, who told you this was heaven? We have this misconception that one day we're going to get it all worked out. No matter how old we are, we think that there's going to be no challenges. You know, as Eckhart Tolle jokes, I finally got life by the throat. Bah, 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 bah. And that lasts for about 5 minutes. And you know what? It's supposed to last for about 5 minutes. If you've got challenges and difficulties and struggles, they're supposed to be there. They're there for you to learn from. If you want them to go away, learn from them. That's the only way. Once you no longer need the lesson, then the teacher doesn't have to keep showing up. The thing is, if you don't get the lesson, then another teacher will show up in a completely different body. The same teacher will show up in a completely different body to teach you the lesson over and over again. A while back, I realized that every day something goes wrong. Have you noticed that? Every day. I was in Chicago doing 5 speeches in 2 days, about 3 weeks ago. And I forgot my razor. Now, yeah, that may not be a big deal to you, but to me, that's a big deal. You know, and all they had were these little guillotines that they give you free downstairs, little plastic guillotines, you know. So I'm shaving as carefully as I can, and finally I realize that's my bad thing for the day. And sure, maybe another one will happen, but the thing is, if we go through the day with the expectation that nothing bad should happen, that's a good day, right? A good day is when nothing bad happens. That's so unrealistic that we end up never having good days. If we just look at it and go, okay, at some point, my iPhone's not going to work. At some point, my car's going to have a flat. At some point, something's going to happen. Nobody's testing me, but I can still choose to show up as if I'm being tested as the highest, most spiritual person I can be. We're here to grow. We're here to have fun, and we're here to grow. Shannon, you want to draw one? I'll do another one. You got two? Eeny, meeny, chili, beanie. Okay, that one. You going to look and see? Oh, that's the one? Okay, I was going to say, that wouldn't be cool. And you didn't get chosen. Here we go. I thought you handed it to me. This seems like a setup. Star Lee. That couldn't have been a setup after all that going around. Star, when's your birthday, honey? July 15th, that's right. And I'm sure I've heard this, because as soon as we got the book, your mom went through and read your birthday, Ian's birthday, her birthday, your grandma's birthday. Oh, I love this one. Again, I didn't select these, so I can say that. I wrote them, but I didn't select them. To you, if you were to bake a pie, you would first decide what type of pie you wish to make. With this decision in mind, you would know which ingredients to include and which ones to omit. Nutmeg might be delicious in one type of pie, but not in another. Meringue might make a tasty topping for a lemon pie, but might detract from the flavor of pie made from apples. Your decision about the type of pie dictates the ingredients, the preparation, baking time, and more. If you are feeling an unmet hunger, consider whether or not you have clearly decided what type of pie you desire. That is to say, precisely decide what it is you want in that area of your life. As soon as you decide, we can get cooking. Love, God. It's kind of funny. I've gone through so many, and I know a lot of people who go through this idea of I'll accept whatever God sends, which is fine, and that's okay, and that will bring its own set of challenges, and we do that. But we wouldn't just go to the grocery store and push our cart down the aisle and let anybody throw anything they want into our cart. And that's what we do with our lives, because we sort of kind of think we might want to move in this direction or be this way or do that or whatever. And then other people start giving their opinion and they're throwing stuff in your shopping cart. You know? Now you know that you want to go through and you want to get whatever it is, and then other people are tossing frozen pizzas and beers and you've just decided you wanted to eat healthy and here's ice cream and everything else. I truly believe we can have anything we desire. Most of us just don't decide on what it is we desire. It takes a little time to do that, but it's absolutely amazing. If you write out what you want in a job, in a relationship, in a physical body, in your spirit, in your level of happiness, studies have found that if you decide to be a 9 on a 10-point scale of happiness, you are, you will be, once you decide. Most people never decide how happy they want to be. They just let the whims and wills and pushes of everybody else around them kind of dictate that for them. When I was 28, I moved to Seattle, Washington from South Carolina. I don't think you could go much further across the United States. And when I moved out there, I had been in radio for about 10 years, and so I knew I wanted to work at a radio station. So I started writing out everything I wanted in the radio station. You know, and so somebody said, well, you can really embellish it and go crazy. And I said, okay, well, I want lots of sculpture. No, water sculpture. The radio, I've never seen water sculpture in a radio station, right? So I'm saying, I want water sculpture in the radio station, and I want lots of plants, and the people are nice. And this was back, you know, 30 years ago. I said, I want a place where nobody smokes, because I didn't smoke, but back then everybody smoked. And I mean, I'm putting outlandish, I put everything but unicorns on this list. I swear to you, I did. Moved to Seattle. Started calling radio stations. I went to see Classic King FM, which at the time was the second largest classical music station in the country, K-I-N-G FM. Loved the station. I'm walking around, I'm going, oh my gosh, it's got everything, it's got everything, blah, 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 blah. I was like, this is so cool. And they offered me the job and everything like that. And I got home and my girlfriend said, what about the water sculpture? And what about the plants? They told me to arrive at the front door the next day. The first day I had arrived at the back door, the parking garage. When I came through the front door, I realized that it was a 4-story atrium with a 3-story water sculpture that hung down the middle of the lobby and plants everywhere. Here's my metaphysical question. Did those things already exist? And if I took time to write down what I wanted, they were cues to tell me, spiritually, physically, you're in the right space at the right time? Or did I just write this stuff down and somehow attract it to me? And my conclusion is, who cares? It works, but only 100% of the time. What most of us do is we never sit down, we never think through, we never write out anything we want. Star, pick me one more piece and that'll be my last one. I like this. Whoever gets their birthday pick me then gets to pick the next person. Todd Burkhart. Is that right? I don't see a Todd. Is there a Todd? Oh, Todd. Yeah. October 11th. You didn't have to give your year, but God bless you. Okay. October 16th. Oh, this one is titled Flow. I like the 16th. I'm just kidding. Are you sure? Have you checked your birth records? All right, one more time. Well, I like this one even more. How's that? October 11th. Okay, yeah. To you, life appears chaotic and confusing at times, but behind the scenes, there is a perfect design. Similarly, your experiences may seem circuitous and even haphazard, but there is a perfect flow, an unfolding. It's happening right now. Relax. Trust. I know where you wish to go and have charted the most direct path. Mighty forces are combining to forward your purpose. Have faith that you will arrive where you wish to be, and it must be so. Love, God. You know, I like that was a perfect counterpoint to the one we did before that, wasn't it? Because the one before said, make your choices, know where you want to go. And then the other one said, trust and relax. Are they dichotomous? Do they not work? I think they work perfectly together, because a friend of mine put it to me this way one day. He said, Will, it comes down to tension. I said, what do you mean? He said, you set your intention, you give it your attention, and you do it with no tension. You set your intention. What is it you wish to do? What is it you wish to have? What is it you wish to be? Then you think about it. You put a picture of you up, looking that way, having that, with your car, on your trip, with this person, whatever. You give it your attention. You think about it. You imagine it as you do would anything. And the most important thing is the no tension. Why is the no tension the most important part? Well, because you wouldn't freak out about something that's absolute, right? Make sense? If it's absolute, you're going to draw it to you, and that is giving it your true intention, is you have to make it absolute in your mind. But when you fear and you doubt and you worry, and as we all do, wonder how, which Joe Vitale says is the purview of the universe. How is the purview of God? Leave that to God. Just set your intention, give it your attention, and do it with no tension, and know that it's unfolding right now. This was fun. Thanks for letting me share this. Y'all grab hands and let's close with a prayer. Take somebody's hand. And dear God, we give thanks for the randomness and yet the perfect order, even of this demonstration, knowing that what was meant to be heard was heard and what was meant to be said was said. We open our hearts and our minds to your voice speaking to us this week through the voice of others around us, knowing that God communicates always to us. And that communication is always love. And so it is. Amen. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.